Quick, you need to get to the exit. Duck under those closing shutters. And now turn around and lock them. Well done. You're outside and safe. Wait. What's that sound coming from the other end of the street? It's the police. Make your way to the north to see what's going on. Are you in the north? Turn to face the centre. I've brought backup this time. And I found a letter from Mr. Morgan written to his wife just before she died. The name of the murderer is inside. But I can't crack the code. Put your hand up. You can crack the code.
You think you can crack the code?
Dearest, you're only a child. I don't think you should do it. After all, we know it was Sam, don't we? What? What are you saying, Alex? It certainly was not me. Your cafe is like 1 minute away from the swimming pool. You were seen arguing with Mrs. Morgan just before she died. You could have run in and out and no one would be any the wiser. I don't believe this. I've already proved I couldn't have been there. My shift finished at 5:30 p.m. and the murder took place at 5 p.m. Hold out your hand. You want the code from the police officer. Look, I think we should give this kid a chance. All they've done so far is get everything right. I mean, they may only be 11 years old, but you gotta admit, they're pretty smart. All right. You can try and crack the code. Find some space and sit down. I said I want you sitting down. That's an order. Now that you've got Mr. Morgan's letter, turn to your evidence and go right back to question one. What's your answer? It should be 600. Now turn to Mr. Morgan's letter. Search in the code until you find the number 600. Put your finger on it. Have you found the number 600 yet? What letter of the alphabet is 600 next to? The letter R. So, write the letter R in box 1.